And Then the End Will Come by David Brant Berg.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. In Matthew 24, Jesus said that when this gospel of the kingdom shall have been preached in every nation, then shall the end come. At that point, he doesn't say in that scripture that it will be preached in every tongue to every tribe, which he does later in Revelation 14, when the angel preaches to everybody just before Jesus comes. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead, with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. At that point, everybody will hear it. Once we have preached the gospel to this world, to all nations, as Jesus himself said in Matthew 24:14, then shall the end come. He gave many other signs, but in verse 6 he said, "But the end is not yet." There will be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and all kinds of things, but he said, "Don't worry, the end is not yet." The first sign he gave that the end was near was when this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. If there was ever a day in which it looks to me like every nation has heard the gospel, it's today. Maybe not every tongue and tribe yet. That will come at the very end. Now remember, the end is not a particular point, a certain hour or second of a certain day of a month of a certain year. In fact, what is spoken of by the prophets as the end time or the last days covers the span of years between the two comings of Christ. The end time began with the first coming of Christ. In Hebrews 1:2, Paul said that they were already living in these last days, which will end with his second coming. So the end is already here, and the world has been in it for 2,000 years. Some people get all excited when I say the crash is here, but my Lord, the crash has been here ever since the first depression. The end is here, and it has lasted 2,000 years already. And it's going to last some more, but it gets closer all the time. The end will progress day by day as it has and continues to do, and as you read in the news. With every day that passes, we are a day closer to the end, one more hour, day, month, year closer to the end. The end is coming, and we can see that it's getting closer as the gospel is being preached to every nation like never before. We've done our particular job to reach our generation, and now there's not a nation on earth that hasn't heard the gospel through us or somebody else. God is trying to give everybody a chance to know Him. Even if people haven't heard specifically about God, they can just look at His creation and know that there is a God. Scientists are daily discovering marvelous things about His creation, more all the time. The marvels of His design and plan, His amazing balance of nature, and everything about the creation that couldn't possibly have happened by accident. As Paul said, "For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." Logically and reasonably, just by the world and all that He has created, it is clear that there is a God. Only the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." This gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world, and in those last terrible days of the great tribulation, God's even going to send the angels of God to preach it. And in the very last days, just before the Lord comes, at the end of the days of the great tribulation, when the gospel has been preached in every possible way, then the Lord will come to rapture His saints. Praise the Lord! When they see us rising to meet Jesus in the air in this glorious, thunderous, earth-shaking, heaven-quaking event that raises the dead from the graves and the living from the ground, The whole world will know that Jesus has come to rescue and save us, just as he foretold in the Bible. Jesus will come back with all the saints who have already gone to be with the Lord through death. They come back with him to pick up their dead bodies, which will then be new resurrected bodies like the one he rose in. They are going to be beautiful, arrayed in white garments like a bride. It's going to be the apocalypse for sure, the revelation of Jesus Christ himself coming in the clouds of heaven, in great power and glory, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Christ himself will shout and call us from every part of the earth, and will be gathered together to be with him. And so, he says, shall we ever be with the Lord. We will jump for joy for Jesus and go sailing right off into the air, clear on up into the clouds to be with the Lord. It's going to be so wonderful, you're going to forget about all the hardships and suffering that happened before. Oft-times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.